The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Gemma Chodecki, Educational Outreach Manager for Cuddle Earth, which is an exciting new project that tackles the plastic pollution that is invading UK coastlines and harming our precious wildlife. And Gemma, how are you doing today?
Hey, yeah, I'm really, really good. Thank you. Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us today. What an interesting project organization you have going on here. And if you don't mind, tell us more about Cuddle Earth, the organization's history, mission, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, sure. So basically, Cuddle Earth started about a year ago by my brother, Christian. He runs a bespoke cuddly toy company called Custom Toys UK, and he started up Cuddle Earth as a side project, really, of Custom Toys and as his way of giving back. As a family, you know, we've been always really quite environmentally conscious, and we live right next to the beach. So we sort of combine the two passions, like making cuddly toys and protecting the planet, to create Cuddle Earth. So really, like, what our mission at Cuddle Earth is we just want to, like, empower everyone to reduce on our plastic usage and take responsibility to take action on, you know, our climate's crisis. So we wrote a storybook called The Adventures of Sammy the Super Seal as a way to inspire and educate little ones to start caring about the environment from an early age. But the main thing we do really is we make cuddly toys that are based on endangered marine animals that are all characters in the storybook, which are all made from recycled plastic from all the beach cleans that we do. So every penny that gets spent with Cuddle Earth, we remove 1 gram of plastic or rubbish from the coastlines. So really, we just want to make a difference and just inspire others to make a difference, really, in a fun way.
That's awesome. Wow, what a great project there. And that certainly is a fun way to really tackle this. It's a massive global issue, as we all know. And if you don't mind, tell us more about your subscription package. And I know you host Cuddle Earth beach cleaning events and stuff like that.
Yeah, so the subscription package is really just one way that makes it really practical and easy for people to do their bit. So by becoming a Cuddle Earth subscriber, it's just $6.99 a month. And with this, every 3 months, subscribers receive a new eco-friendly cuddly toy, which is made from recycled plastic. And that's just like a representation of the difference that they're making. And it also means that every month, the money that they give us means we'll be removing litter directly from the coastlines. And it helps us carry out the work that we do to protect our beaches and to protect our wildlife. Like, for being a whole year of a Cuddle Earth subscriber, it's basically the equivalent of removing 1,454 plastic bags. And for people that want to subscribe to support us doing our beach cleans, but they don't really want the cuddly toy, they can request which children's hospital charity we'll donate the toy to instead. So the beach cleans really is just our way of bringing the local communities together to get as many people involved as possible to help clean up our beaches and as a way of protecting our oceans and our wildlife. And we provide everyone with the litter pickers and bibs and bags, and then we just encourage everyone to go all along the whole beach to collect as much as they can. And it's quite fun, really, like, when you get really stuck into it, it's quite therapeutic in a way. And we have, like, come across some really strange things before. Like, we've come across, like, dumbbells, and we found a crisp packet that was like 26 years old. So it's like quite extraordinary, really. But it does get quite competitive as well sometimes, I find, like, over who collects the most. But really, it's all just a bit of fun. And we just remind everyone, like, no matter how small the amount of rubbish they collect, it's all making a difference. By, like, picking up one tiny piece of fishing wire, for example, means, like, that's not going to end up hurting a sea animal or a bird. And, you know, by not doing anything, it can harm a life, really. So we're just so appreciative of everyone who comes and helps. And after a few hours, we bring everyone's rubbish together, where we do the weigh-in, and then the rubbish is sorted through to see what can be recycled or reused or what needs to be disposed of properly. But yeah, it is quite fun. We've had to, like, track some volunteers down before, where they've sort of wandered off and lost track of time, because it can become quite addictive, really, when you start going. It's quite hard to stop.
That's awesome. It sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, certainly. I would certainly enjoy it. It's too bad I'm not based in the UK, because I would certainly take advantage and join one of these events, because I'm sure it is therapeutic, like you said. You're like every little piece you pick up, you have to feel good about that. That's really awesome. And another thing I'm sure people feel good about, as you mentioned over email to me, is that you have a new drama-based workshop or workshops in primary schools that focus on recycling and saving the planet for children. And would love to hear more about that.
Yeah, so this is the newest thing that Colourf has been up to, really. Like, I have a degree in theatre performance, so I've done like loads of workshops with children in the past, and I just love it. And I was thinking, like, how can I merge the two things? Like, how can I merge drama with Colourf? Because really, I'm just like the biggest believer in the best way for kids to learn is to just be doing practical and fun things. And I've seen like the real power and the benefits that drama can have with children, like giving them that safe space to just express themselves and to just be a bit silly for a while, which is really what the Colourf workshops are about. But we've been working with local primary schools, so it's children aged 5 to 8, and we basically just play drama games that all do with recycling, and I find out what the children know already, and then we sort of further educate them on ways that they can help save the planet. I bring one of our big cuddly toys, the big Sammy Seal, with me, and they just absolutely love him. The children love him, and it's just a way of helping the children become considerate and kind, really. And it doesn't cost the schools any money. It's just our way of help to empower children, and it also gets them exciting and wanting to join in with our beach cleans, which is like absolutely fantastic.
That's great. You know, I have young children too, and what I see in them is amazing, because they are very, very aware of the environment and very much into it. I'm very excited about the new generation, if you will, and the stuff that you're doing here certainly adds to that, you know, and will hopefully translate in 20 years to, you know, changing the world, you know, from their perspective, which is really awesome. And obviously your website, Gemma, is cuddle.earth. You all use a .earth domain. Tell us more about that, and why'd you choose .earth?
So when we were coming up for the name of Cuddle.earth, we were actually looking at like what domains were available, and the .earth domain is what really stood out to us as a way of sort of focusing the image of the brand as an environmental project and making it really obvious that this is what we're all about, this is what we do. So the .earth domain actually came before Cuddle.earth had a name, and then it just made sense to put the cuddle there. You know, we make cuddly toys and we're trying to like care and look after the planet. So yeah, that's where it came from.
That's great. Awesome. Well, thanks for those insights there. And what does the future hold for Cuddle.earth? What are your future plans?
Well, we just hope to grow as much as we can and just to become a well-known brand, really, to hopefully encourage more and more people to join in with our beach cleans, purchase their own cuddly toys and become subscribers, so that we can just keep doing what we're doing. And we sell like our own starter kits, where you can purchase your own Cuddle.earth litter picker and bamboo bags, and to collect your own rubbish. So it would really be amazing to see more people doing their own beach cleans. But really, we just want to work with more schools and inspire more young people, and hope that more and more people can hear about Cuddle.earth and what we do, really.
Outstanding. That's awesome. You know, Gemma, it's been great having you today, and really appreciate your insights, and especially everything that you do with Cuddle.earth. It's really awesome. And before we sign off today, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
Yeah, well, you know, plastic pollution is currently at its highest level since records began, and it's going to be around way longer than humans. So everybody really needs to be responsible to help tackle this. And I'm sure everyone has heard about how plastic can be found in like the stomachs of all sea life. And it's just down to us to take care of our animals and our environment to make it safer and better for the future generations. And at Cuddle.earth, we just want to make a positive contribution to build our own little army of eco warriors who care as much about saving the environment as we do. Like, especially during times like this, where everything that's happening in the world at the moment, you know, it's important to just be kind, considerate, and look after everything and everyone. Really
wonderful. Great parting words there. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.earth podcast interview with Gemma Chodecki, who's the educational outreach manager for Cuddle.earth, which, as you heard, is an exciting new project that tackles plastic pollution that's invading the UK coastlines and harming our precious wildlife. And Gemma, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.